For years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and conservationists have been urging farmers to plant other crops in between harvests. They say this prevents erosion and enriches the soil. But as Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports, growing what's known as cover crops may not be worth it in drier areas.
Jimmy Emmons has all sorts of things growing in his fields in Leedy, Oklahoma.
Peas, beans, there's about three different kinds of grazing sorghum. There's millets in here.
But he doesn't plan to harvest any of this. Instead, these are cover crops, plants grown in between cash crops to cover the ground and preserve it. Emmons digs into his field. Yeah. He's looking at the dirt, even smelling it.
Smells real earthy and sweet.
More and more farmers like Emmons are practicing this technique. And it also got a shout out in President Joe Biden's first address to Congress as a way to help slow climate change.
Farmers planting cover crops so they can reduce the carbon dioxide in the air and get paid for doing it.
According to the Ag Census, farmers planted 50% more cover crops in 2017 than in 2012. Scientists like Augustine Abor at Kansas State University says that's good for the environment.
Growing a cover crop to cover the soil, to provide residue, to protect the soil, that is great. We've seen that when we take soil measurements, we do soil analysis, we see improvement in soil properties.
But scientists like Abor says it doesn't always make sense economically, especially in dry regions like Oklahoma and Kansas. David Nielsen is a retired U.S. Department of Agriculture researcher. He says it all comes down to a scientific concept called Liebig's Law of the Minimum.
It says the availability of the most limited quantity will be what affects growth or yield.
Nielsen says in the Great Plains, crops like wheat need every drop of water they can get.
So you take water away and the yields are going to go down.
He says cover crops don't always make sense, especially for farmers who don't irrigate their wheat. Jimmy Kinder relies on rain to water his winter wheat fields in Walters, Oklahoma.
I tried it for 5 years, and three of the 5 years it was actually a negative impact on the crop.
Kinder says he is an anti-cover crop, but it just doesn't make sense for him.
It seems to be difficult to get an economic or even a soil health return from planting a summer cover crop in a short period of time.
Kinder says that's why the practice hasn't gotten a foothold with a lot of wheat farmers. Vance Emke owns a seed company in Kansas, but he tells farmers not to use cover crops.
It's just a gigantic fraud. And the thing that is fascinating to me is that it is so widespread, and it has just kept going on and on and on.
Emke says he tries to dissuade farmers because the costs add up quickly. Some seeds can cost $35 an acre.
Then you've got transporting of seed, you've got planting, you've got termination costs. I mean, you're just digging a deeper and deeper and deeper hole faster and faster and faster.
Most scientists agree that cover crops do best in places where there's more consistent rain. But Jimmy Emmons, who travels the country encouraging other farmers to grow cover crops, says the decrease in yields depends on how you manage the crops.
You can have a little yield loss if you don't manage these covers right and you plant too much population. If you notice in here, we don't have a full, what some people would call a full stand. There's a reason for that, is we don't want to use a lot of water.
But even in dry areas, there's one way this practice makes economic sense for farmers: grazing.
If I can take $100, $150 of beef off of that, that's a pretty good return on my investment. Besides the benefits that it's doing for the soil, keeping it covered, not blowing away, not washing away when we get a heavy rain.
Whether it's feeding cattle or payments for reducing carbon, farmers may need to make their crops, even cover crops, pay. Emmons says no matter what, the benefits to the soil are worth it. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.